People don't realise that science fiction and fantasy are genres that from the beginning have been genres that critique social change and the technologies that create social control. As those issues become more and more, I'm going to say obvious because they were always there, we have here a body of literature that looks at its effects. And I think that's really important. It's important for me, even when I'm teaching my courses that aren't science fiction and fantasy, because I can use storytelling as a reference to talk about what I want to talk about.
We had conversations about having this great collection, so the pieces that were missing were the academic, that is the degree in science fiction studies, as well as the research. And so we've taken this collection and built a unique academic program within UCR. As a matter of fact, it's the first degree in science fiction studies in the United States.
The writers, we have our own networks for teaching ourselves. You couldn't go to a university to learn this. It used to be that if you were somebody who wanted to write science fiction fantasy for your MFA, you were actively discouraged from doing so. It actually is still true in many, many places. So to have a position like this here that's in creative writing rather than in the English department or humanities, you know, is incredible.
Definitely the climate has changed within academia. It's very hard to say why academics are now more open to science fiction. I think part of the response has to do with just the inability really to keep popular culture very broadly defined out of the ivory tower. Film studies had already established a foothold, and there were wars over whether you should study film, because initially it was studied in English and comparative literature departments before separate film units were set up. So film studies pioneered that, and once popular culture sort of got its nose under the tent, there was no way of keeping it out.
Academia got over itself and now understands that popular culture is very much a part of the whole literary culture.
This library certainly in the future will be a very strong academic center for the study of science fiction. Already it draws people from all over the world coming here to do research, and it's been laid out now in such a way, it's so beautifully organized that people can come and do research and leave. And I think this is going to be the way of the future. You're going to have more and more scholars coming here. You're going to have conferences. You're going to have events, seminars, summer seminars from the NEH, all kinds of events of this nature. It's going to be a hub of research activity and drawing in people from all sides of the map, from the sciences, the humanities, whatever.
It's just a priceless thing to have, and to have it be publicly accessible is a wonder, is a lovely, lovely thing.